He never thought he'd be an American hero. He was just an average guy. It wasn't in his plan to join, to fight, to die. But duty called and rallied him to leave it all behind. His job, his wife, his family life. He traveled towards the sun in the early years of the war, when the fighting had just begun. His tour of duty passed slowly. He learned war is ugly. He saw things he couldn't ever imagine. He had stories that one day would need to be told. He dreamed through the months of the day he would go home, to the country and family he loved, is where his mind would most often roam. Our soldier learned quickly that it wasn't what he thought it would be, fighting with the 172nd Mountain Infantry and living by its motto, "Ascend to Victory." Steadfast friends were made, forged on the battlefield during their tour, a band of brothers that can only be made in war. He fought by their side each and every day, and watched many get injured and several blown away. A soldier's plight is to fight, not to question why some who fought with him had to fall and die. His angst was more than anybody would ever know. With each and every death, it took one more piece of his soul. It was a split-second decision, made without hesitation to put himself in harm's way and save the life of his friend. In an instant, his death made him a hero and his wife a widow. She can do nothing but cry as she tries to make sense of it all. Left with a child alone, every night she falls into bed, pulls the covers over her head, and dreams that her hero has come home. But when she wakes, crying a tear, she finds herself still alone. Our American heroes, we have a duty to them all. Freedom has a dreadful price. We can't let them be vanquished into the darkness of the night. Let us always remember them, and by them, do what is right.